Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Only people with twisted minds actually enjoy suffering for any cause. Technically, such people are called masochists. But well-balanced individuals endure suffering if they believe they are suffering for a good cause, such as their religious or political convictions. The Apostle Peter had Christians in mind when he wrote, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing." 1 Peter 3:17. As many of you know by your reading of the Bible, suffering for righteousness' sake is the theme of Peter's first epistle. He wrote later in 1 Peter 4, "If you be reproached for the name of Christ, fortunate are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." 1 Peter 4:14. If you listen carefully to my reading of 1 Peter 3:17, you probably notice Peter's use of the expression, "the will of God." Modernistic theologians sometimes deny that finite human beings can know the will of God. However, not one Bible writer, either in the Old Testament or in the New, ever made such a foolish blunder. What did Jesus mean when he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free"? John 8:32. You and I may not know the will of God, but it is not because human beings are incapable of knowing it. It is because we have chosen to ignore what God has revealed in the Scriptures. Our Lord said, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He takes away the first that he may establish the second. Hebrews 10:9. God has given us his word in plain enough language that we can understand it. "If any man will to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." John 7:17. According to Peter, it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. If you steal, commit adultery, murder, and have to spend time in prison, or had to go to the electric chair, you would have no basis for complaining that you were suffering for righteousness' sake. You would simply be receiving your just recompense of reward. He who does wrong shall receive for the wrong he has done, and there is no respect of persons with God. Colossians 3:25. Peter asks, "For what glory is it, if when you are buffeted for your fault, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." 1 Peter 2:20. It would be a big temptation to fight back when we are abused and misused because of our commitment to Jesus Christ. But we are forbidden to retaliate. Paul told the Romans, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." Romans 12:20. Christians will be able to bear whatever comes from the enemies of the cross of Christ. The Lord will stand by us and sustain us, regardless of the magnitude of our heartaches and sufferings. Besides, he had to endure more than we can even imagine. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2. I do not wish to be pessimistic, but the day may come when we are called upon to suffer immensely for the cause of Christ. Even in the United States, that may happen. We are to be faithful unto God regardless of the persecution. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.